USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On TV this evening, CBS's 60 Minutes is looking into the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Leslie Stahl talked with the Minneapolis police chief about early statements from the department that were lies.
So as I understand it, there was something released to the press that George Floyd had resisted arrest and that he had, I'm going to read this, died, quote, after a medical incident during a police interaction.
That was preliminary information. That was absolutely an official police statement. However, that was not accurate.
So it makes you wonder that if there hadn't been that video that someone took on their phone, that would have been the end of it.
And that cuts to the very core of why we have distrust in our communities.
George Floyd's death has prompted international protests. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.